KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Elkhorn. See Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. And at 7:07, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies, 77 degrees in Atlantic. We look for partly cloudy skies today with isolated showers and thunderstorms, a high of 92. There is a heat advisory in effect for Cass and surrounding counties. Let's break it down for you. The heat advisory is currently in effect until 7 p.m. this evening for Cass, Adair, Madison, Adams, Union, Taylor, and Ringgold counties. A heat advisory will be in effect from noon today until 7 p.m. for Guthrie and Dallas counties. A heat advisory continues until 9 tonight for Pottawatomie, Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, and Page counties. And then a heat advisory for those same counties will be in effect on Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. For Harrison and Shelby counties, a heat advisory in effect from 11 a.m. Wednesday to 9 p.m. on Wednesday. Heat indices during the advisory period up to 106 degrees or more are possible. So be sure and take extra precautions if you have to be outside even for a short length of time. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. In the news, Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department Director Bryant Rasmussen reports beginning today, Tuesday, the southwest section of the Schulberg Recreational Trail along Lake No. 3 will be closed for bank repair or erosion control. Bryant says, "We apologize for the inconvenience, but appreciate your understanding as we address this particular section, which has started to create some issues due to erosion." Police in Red Oak report a man was arrested Monday on 13 counts of unauthorized use of a credit card, aggravated misdemeanors. Authorities say 30-year-old Jeffrey Duane Curry, Jr. of Red Oak, was taken into custody and transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where his bond was set at $2,000. A 14-year-old faces arson charges in connection with a house fire in Red Oak that took place last week. According to reports, the male juvenile was charged with first-degree arson, a Class B felony, following a joint investigation that was conducted by the Red Oak Fire and Police Departments and Iowa State Fire Marshal's Office. The juvenile's case was sent to juvenile court for further processing. The blaze took place Friday afternoon at 604 Miller Avenue in Red Oak. Firefighters arrived on the scene a little after 3 p.m. that day and found fire in an upstairs bedroom. The flames were contained to that room, but the house sustained significant smoke and water damage. The home's occupants safely evacuated before firefighters arrived. One firefighter was treated for heat exhaustion and transported to the hospital to be checked out. Firefighters from Villisca, Stanton, Essex, and Elliott provided mutual aid to Red Oak during that event. Mid-American Energy, Montgomery County Emergency Management, Red Oak Police, and American Red Cross, Montgomery County Memorial Hospital also assisted Red Oak Fire Department's efforts. In an update to our story we first brought you over the weekend, one person was taken into custody following a reported shots fired incident in Atlantic Sunday night. The incident took place at around 10:06 p.m. at the Turkey Creek Lodge located at 1104 East 7th Street. As a result of the investigation, authorities say that deputies arrested 53-year-old Julian Joe Gallegos Jr. of Albuquerque, New Mexico, for reckless use of a firearm and going armed with intent. Gallegos was transported to the Cass County Jail and was being held at last report. Cass and Shelby County Sheriff's Offices assisted Atlantic Police at the scene of that incident. The Iowa Department of Corrections Monday said David William Lorette, who was convicted of kidnapping in the third degree in Pottawatomie County, had absconded from the Council Bluffs residential facility earlier in the day Monday. Lorette is a 29-year-old black male, 5 feet 11 inches tall, and weighs 163 pounds. He was admitted to the work release facility on June 30th of this year. His picture is in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Anyone with information on Lorette's whereabouts should contact their local authorities. Elsewhere in the news, the Cass County Board of Supervisors this morning are expected to act on making appointments to various boards, including a licensed physician as a member of the Cass County Board of Health, a Cass County resident property owner to the Condemnation and Eminent Domain Board to fill a vacancy, also the appointment of two persons to the Cass County Compensation Board, and the appointment of a person to the County Conservation Board. That's if they have persons to fill those positions. By the way, the Condemnation Board is when a government orders that a piece of property be vacated and kept vacant due to some public purpose or concern. The two most common areas are due to unsafe conditions of the property or to carry out a government taking of the property under a legal doctrine of eminent domain. And the persons on the County Compensation Board recommends the annual compensation of elected county officials, including the attorney, auditor, board of supervisors, recorder, sheriff, and treasurer. The Cass County Supervisors this morning will continue discussions with regard to the use of funding from the American Rescue Plan. That's with regard to COVID-19. Their meeting begins at 9 a.m. in the Supervisors Boardroom inside the Cass County Courthouse and electronically via Zoom through this same story and the link to which in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. A reminder that tomorrow, Wednesday, August 11th, the mobile food pantry will be taking place in Atlantic through the Food Bank of the Heartland, and that'll be held at the Cass County Community Center from 4 until 6 p.m. tomorrow, or as long as supplies last. Anyone in need is welcome to visit the mobile pantry, and no documentation is needed. People from surrounding towns and communities are also welcome to attend. Again, that's from 4 until 6 p.m. Wednesday at the Cass County Community Center. When you arrive there, traffic will be directed by volunteers. And again, anyone in need is welcome. No documentation is needed. Any questions or delivery requests may be directed to Brigham Hoig, Cass County Wellness Coordinator, at 712-249-5870. And if you'd like more information on the local food, farmers markets, or food access, follow Cass County Local Food Policies Council Facebook page at Cass County Local Food. Page County Sheriff's deputies Friday arrested a man wanted on a couple of warrants. Authorities say 40-year-old Christopher Bowers of Essex was arrested on two Page County warrants for failure to appear. Bowers failed to appear on original charges of reckless driving and driving while license denied, suspended, or revoked. He was arrested at the Page County Sheriff's Office on the warrants, posted a $600 bond, and was subsequently released pending further court proceedings. That's the news. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News is brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Oneida, Council Bluffs, Greenfield, and Walnut.